And then the Lord Jesus will be Lord in Jerusalem. Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And all this ungodly power will be judged by him, and he will introduce an eternal justice, the justice of God. And now, if we would have more than an additional 3 minutes, we would go on and study in the book of Isaiah these passages about the Assyrians. But we have still 3 minutes. Isaiah 10 verse 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of those of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt. Before the Exodus. For yet a very little while, 3.5 years, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger and their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And then in verse 28, we have an exact description of the way this army will take up against Jerusalem. He has come to Ayat. He is passed to Migron. At Michmash he has led up his carriages. They are gone over the passage. They have taken up their lodging at Geba. Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul is fled. These are all places in today's West Bank. And we know exactly the way of this army when they will go against Jerusalem. Somebody of the replacement theology would say, no, this prophecy is already fulfilled. When? At the time of Hezekiah, when Sennacherib, the Assyrian army, came against Jerusalem. Then you ask him, where did he go through? What was his way? Maybe he says, I don't know. So let us look at an historical atlas and you will find it was a different way. It was not that. This has never been fulfilled in the past. This is speaking about the future Assyrian. And we can even make a map with all the details of this attack today. And going up, lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galim. Cause it to be heard unto Laish. O poor Anatot, Madmena is removed. The inhabitants of Gebim gather themselves to flee. And yet shall he remain at Nob that day. You see, so Jews would be in the West Bank at that moment. This implies that the West Bank had in the past to be conquered by Israel. As yet he shall remain at Nob that day. He shall shake his hands against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. This is the aim, the Temple Mount. Behold, the Lord of hosts shall lop the bow with terror. And the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled, and he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. And so we could go on with a description in Isaiah 14, then 28, 28, and this is interesting, because in 28, the wicked people in Jerusalem, under the Antichrist, they are speaking here. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. You see, these godless people in Jerusalem say, we have made a covenant. With whom? With the dictator of the Western world, which is here assimilated to hell. I mean, in Hebrew it's Sheol. This means the sojourn of the death. And this person ruling over the Western world is called death. And they realize clearly that this covenant is a covenant of lies, falsehood. But it should secure them from the scourge that can come from the north, the king of the north. It's a security covenant against this enemy from the north. But then God says in verse 16, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. So God is speaking about Messiah. The rabbis of antiquity said, this verse is speaking about Messiah. Yes, and the New Testament applies this verse in 1 Peter to the Lord Jesus. We have to put our faith not into men, not into covenants in this world, but only on the Lord Jesus. So you could go on with Isaiah 28, 29, 30, 31, and then with the book of Joel, and you will find more and more details about this attack, showing that all distress, when they are even like the great tribulation, are not too big for the Lord Jesus. So we can also learn for our life that our life is like the remnant of Israel in the future in the hands of the Lord. And even when we arrive at the point of despair, we know the Lord is faithful. And we have to put our faith in Him who is this corner, sure cornerstone. And all the timing is in His hand. We know God has shortened this time to 1260 days. So this means also in our life, all the days are exactly scheduled, and distress in our life will not be longer than according to the schedule of our Lord. And so we can learn from prophecy also for our personal life. Thank you.